views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. It's advanced poll day, and you are on the clock. See those singers green because you ain't hurrying me. Today, we are having a total shift in theme and subject matter. It is advanced poll day, which means that broadcasters are governed by rules specific to advanced poll and general election days, right? So we are having a music and culture show today. Please bear with me if you don't mind, because I don't mind. We always have lots to talk about. And the atmosphere is charged. So we're going to be responsible. And we're going to turn inward today and take a look at ourselves. I'm going to be highlighting some charitable initiatives taking place throughout the country, focusing on children's initiatives, medical fundraisers, giving people an opportunity to share a good deed that is being done or to ask support as we play some music. If you want to learn more about the rules that govern these days, the IRCA regulations that govern these days, you could search IRCA, Advanced Poll or General Election Broadcast Rules. I found on IRCA's website a public notice, political broadcasts and political advertisements, right? It's a great read to understand why broadcasters shift their theme on these 2 days, advanced poll day and general election day. Now, I got a quick housekeeping note. An iPhone was found at the Ponciana Drive, roundabout yesterday afternoon or midday. The phone has a special phone case. I won't say what it is. The owner can identify the phone by its phone case when they come to pick it up. An iPhone was found at roundabout. Also, it's not charging. So you know your phone by its love. Let's go to the phone line quickly. That's my bad caller. Let me apologize. I hit the wrong button. Like I say, today is charged. The energy out there is charged. And that's why I'm moderating myself by focusing on some local initiatives. So let's start here. A reminder that the St. Joseph's Parish Annual Bazaar and Raffle has been postponed to Saturday the 13th of June, 2026, 12 noon to 10 p.m. at St. Joseph's Church Grounds. For more information or to find out how you can support the Bazaar and Raffle, you can call 323-5993. That's 323-5993. Producer, play that first song on the list for me, please. Like, if anything describes the Bahamas, the Bahamian spirit right now, I think it's this song right here.
You ain't hurrying me, my brother and me. I don't want no heart attack or ulcer in my belly. I never don't get it done on Saturday. You could damn well wait till Monday. So when you're rushing around trying to get downtown, remember you ain't hurrying me. No, you ain't hurrying me, my brother. You ain't hurrying me. I don't want no heart attack or ulcer in my belly. don't get it done on Saturday, if you're down, we'll wait till Monday. So when you're rushing around trying to get downtown, remember you ain't hurrying me.
Good yawning this morning. If that ain't who we are, then who are we? Good morning, caller.
What is the text number for Ms. Green?
Oh, what's the text number? The text number is 422-GR96. But you on the air with Ms. Green right now.
423?
No, 422.
422.
GR.
GR.
That's sorry, 4796.
47 what?
96.
96.
Yes,
as
ma'am.
S-4-2-2-G-R.
Yeah.
4-7-9-6.
So instead of the G-R, put 4-7. 4-2-2-4-7-9-6.
Okay.
Yes, but you on the air with me right now.
Oh, I...
You have a song? You have a song you want us to hear today?
Yeah, I was talking about the song, Dry Conk on the Line.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am. I forget. I lost the note. I know it's Clayton Ferguson Carlton. Ah, that's what happened with my search. Thank you very much.
Exuma.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very, very much. I can put my producer on it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Thanking you very, very much.
Okay.
All right. Joining me in studio again today is Ms. Diana Hamilton. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Listen, I think I have a number of songs on the list that I think could define who we are as a people, right?
Okay.
But that one right there that we started with, Dicey Doe Singers, You Ain't Hurrying Me. That song has stood the test of time, right? Like, it rings true. The culture is still the same. You ain't hurrying me. Right? And we know the science. People can say, that's because you got a bad attitude. You're lazy, right? First of all, if we are the descendants of formerly enslaved people, then we have a right to be lazy.
We're not lazy.
I know, but I'm saying if we want to be.
If we want to be, we can be.
That's our right. But they connect the science. Like, this is well thought out. So you ain't giving me no ulcer in my belly.
Exactly.
They understand
what stress was,
right,
and to be avoided.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I say I have to start the show with that song because that is who we are. Whether you are a driver, whether you are a pedestrian, even the pot cake. Well, the pot cake, very, very, very well road trained. The pigeon and the seagull, that's who say, you ain't hurrying me out this road. Drive fast if you want fast. I have wings. Right, but this song in particular, and I found this months ago, and I said I have to keep it.
That's excellent, you know, because everything depends. You know what I remember most, especially when I was on San Salvador, or even at the end of the day, was people stopped. They were in the rocking chair, and they would relax, and that was storytelling time, obviously, but they had the deep understanding of the importance of after a hard day's work, you rest.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone, and then we're going to talk about a couple of charitable initiatives we have on the board. Good morning, caller.
Hey, my name is Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, I have a song that explains exactly who we are nowadays.
Okay.
Oh, my Andrus. Oh, my Andrus. She big. Boy, after the Easter, I ran as Andrus.
You went to size Andrus.
Oh, yeah,
I don't like you.
I can even make it up the stairs other night. I sleep downstairs.
I don't understand why you casting all these aspersions on size Andrus, sir. I wake up size Andrus.
You forget a couple months ago you mentioned.
I'm telling you, you carrying on like size Andrus is a bad thing.
Yeah, that's what we are. We big.
No, man. Okay, hold on. So, on another note, since I'm mad at you about size Andrus, you say the lyrics say she big. I thought the lyrics say she wake. What the lyrics say, man?
She big.
No, man, I don't believe you. I believe this.
You wanna go?
It says she wake. Oh, my Andrus.
She
wake up. Listen, thank you. I can put that on the line. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron Green.
Hi, how you doing?
You know I'm from Andrus, so I got a call.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the song is waking up Andrus. It's letting you know that Andrus is now a wakester. It says she wake. Wake up.
Thank you.
It's not baking. It's waking. It's waking up Andrus. Don't just listen to it. Go on YouTube, type in the lyrics for the song, and the words can pop up on the screen.
But you know, cousin, ever since I taught Brayman say you have to sing the oar to know how to scull, I don't trust my ears anymore, right?
Exactly.
But that was the most beautiful thing I ever heard. You must sing the oars because you have to know how to put the rhythm into the oar.
It is a rhythm. If you look at the dragon boat thing these do, it's a rhythm to it.
I got you. All right. Okay, producer. Oh, I want you to play another song, but before we go there, a charitable initiative that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention. We have a young lady by the name of Harmony. Harmony is suffering from thoracic scoliosis. Thoracic scoliosis. Harmony's family is raising funds to purchase a specialized back brace for Harmony, right? And her mother, Miss Dia Farrington, is requesting support from the general public. The number to call to contact the family, Miss Dia Farrington, is 242-802-7366. 242-802-7366. 0-2-7-3-6-6. Through casual observation and through my own personal experience, how valuable prosthetic aids and mobility aids are in people's lives. They make the difference, right, in quality of life. They make the difference in capacity to support oneself economically and financially. Right, prosthetic limbs, braces, support systems, mobility aids like wheelchairs, and then we have the motorized devices that assist people in standing up and sitting down. These sorts of devices, when available, they make people fully functioning members of society. See, because people can't fully participate in society, we tend to say, or we tend to diminish them as human beings, right? If you can't move yourself, well, that's on you. If you can't work, well, that's on you. In a society that has these sort of cultural attitudes, these aids and devices can change a person's life. And go on.
Can you tell the lady that Erin Brown, our famous Erin Brown.
Yes.
Okay, that has asthma away.
Yeah.
Just by how she embraces, right? Not having that limb.
Her mobility challenge.
She's amazing. And I know she helps. So I don't have her number.
I'll reach out to Erin Brown and connect. And what about our friend? Our friend who has the yearly fundraiser because of her vision issues, born without eyes. We were raising funds for the other day. The French prince.
Oh, you mean my little friend?
Yes, your little friend.
Yeah, Nadai.
There
yeah, Nadai also, yeah.
Yeah.
Help is always needed for Nadai because she has to have these constant operations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because she's continually growing.
She's growing. Her skull is growing.
And so the operations are required to ensure that her body can develop.
That's right.
In a healthy, I would say in a healthy way.
Yeah, but she's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you have to look at what's inside a person and not just their physical vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what maybe we forget. When I walk the streets and I see someone lying there and I say good morning, there's a spirit that answers me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an exchange. That's human.
Yeah.
And so our humanity allows us to understand that that person's challenge doesn't mean that their spirit is absent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I, on the way to work today, stopped at a red light and saw a unhoused person who I'm familiar with, right? And reached in my pocket to pull out a dollar or two. And they saw me and came towards the car. So I couldn't stop then, right? Like, because you still have the option to keep your window up.
Right.
But they saw me. So I pull out the money. I give them the money. And then I realized they were doing something bad on the side of the road.
Oh.
Right? And so now I'm having this conversation with myself.
Right.
Right? Like, am I enabling the bad thing they doing? And then I thought to myself, you know what? The circumstances this person is living in, it's not mine to question what they're going to do with this little $5.
That is so inspiring, because I've heard that question asked. If I help this person, maybe they'll go and take a drug and kill themselves. But if I don't help them, maybe they do what your heart inspires you to do.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone line, and then we can go to another song.
Mm.
Good morning, caller.
A pleasure. Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I love this cultural comment this morning. I've seen a lot of people in this country been honored over the many years. Mm-hmm. And most of those that we honor are mostly males, men. Mm-hmm. To you beautiful women in this country, back in 1958, there's a lady that worked at Malcolm gas station that gave Gus Cooper, when he lived in Tender Street East, 16 pounds, a box of cowbells, and a box of whistles from Mr. Malcolm to start the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Today's date, 68 years later, she's never been honored by the Junkanoo Committee, by Ministry of Tourism, by the Valley Boys, mm-hmm. and by the Government House.
Mm.
Her name was Gwendolyn Mercedes Joy, Men's Tender Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
68 years. Gus Cooper said he was going to honor the Isacola Aunt Granny.
Mm-hmm.
Gus Cooper said he was going to honor her, but he got sick and passed away.
I hear you.
Brian Adley, the now leader of the Valley Boys, whichever one of the Valley
Now,
Boys.
Now, hold on, Sparky. They're going to start accusing you of talking politics, but I got a quick question for you. I got one question for you.
Uh-huh.
If you could pick one Bahamian song to honor your mother, what song would you pick?
Boy, I don't know. There's so many. When you meet a stranger, some enchanted evening, when you meet a stranger across the crowded room, never let her go.
Look here, and I bet you Pat Roll singing it too, hey?
No, that's the Temptations, really.
I know, but I say, and I won't hear it by Pat Roll, though.
And then there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Granny's older sister, Esther Mintz, they call her Esther Tech.
Mm-hmm.
That is the mother of Eric Mintz from Canada. He passed away also.
Okay.
Esther Tech, they used to call her that up in Fox Search, but they came from the corner of Camp Road and Shirley Street. Their parents were the Futures and the Mintzes.
Okay.
That is Granny's sister.
Okay.
Her name is Esther Mintz.
So hold on. Man, Sparky, I'm going to ask you the question right now. Why you jumped the gun, man? I'm going to ask you if Aunt Gwenny's sister is the muse for Eddie Minnis Fox Hill. It seems like it is. Now we can find Eddie Minnis. It was Eddie Minnis who sing? Oh, I pray that it's Eddie Minnis who sing that before I get Mark with a D average. Eric Mintz, there you go. Thank you. I knew I was going to get in trouble for that. Thank you, producer. He said pre-cultural exam. Eric Mintz. Sparky, thank you. But I need you to come up with a song, Sparky. What song of all the Bahamian songs, what song would you choose to honor your mother? In fact, Mother's Day coming up soon. If that's on your mind, I want you to think about it. Pick one Bahamian song that you would play, you'd call the radio station and say, you got to play this song for my mother on Mother's Day. I would prefer for it to be a Bahamian song, but I know that the Bahamian experience is far broader than just music made in the Bahamas or by Bahamians, right? Mm. So I open to that. Producer, let's play a song off that list. I got two women. Oh, I got three women on the list. Calypso Mama, Priscilla Rollins, mm. and Therese Hepburn, the one and only rest in peace. The producer could play one. He could pick one for us. I think Black of the Berry need to be on school exam. Like, if you was a little children, you cannot leave primary school or junior school until you know and have performed Black of the Berry. First of all, it's about Black pride, right? It's about Black pride. And even if you're not of African descent, I think it's important for you as a Bahamian to understand why Black Bahamians have these moments and need these moments to celebrate with pride.
Mm.
Here we go. Black of the Berry by Priscilla Rollins. Rest in peace.
One night I went to a dance, few friends and me. Up walked this man, as dark as can be. He looked strong like a tractor, tall as a tree. Up walked this man, asking to dance with me. He voiced the tenor, melodic as can be. Right then I remember what Mama said to me. She said, the black of the berry, sweet early juice.
All right. We got a caller on the line. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How you doing?
Good. Can I stand up to my wife?
Yes.
A happy married man.
Oh, say, I'm a married man. Don't you understand? I'm a married... Oh, producer, if you could find that, I can need you to play that. Sir.
Thank you, my lady.
All right, listen. Your wife have the Tamarine?
Yes.
Yeah, because
28 years ago.
Yes, sir. Okay. 28 years married.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I think that's an important one to put this as a married man. Producer, if you could find that, I could try find it too. Oh, he had it. I can tell you all a quick story about this song after we listen to the lyrics a little bit.
I'm a married man, don't you understand? I'm a married man, don't you understand? Let them tease into their life, do all they can. I'm a happily married man. I said I'm a married man.
All right, so we got this night, we got this nightclub called Tuga, right? That's where the poetry, Blackbeard poetry slam takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, I'm sorry I didn't make it out last night. I was working on a project and the power went off. Anyway, Sawyer Boy was performing, Shad Fur is the host, and a comedian by the name of Daphne Springs from the States comes to perform. She, her comedy is around relationships, right? And she heard this song. Her comedy is around relationships and side chicks and things like that. And she heard this song. And hearing this song and similar songs like this with this theme caused her to, I mean, she had one of her better shows, because real experience, right? It was real political satire because she was bucking up her experience as an American with being introduced to Bahamian culture of sweethearting and side thing and ting. And so, like, our music inspires people to think more about themselves and their art and what they're doing. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron, and good morning to your guest.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. Hey, Aaron, July the 10th, 1973,
mm-hmm.
by the government house,
mm-hmm.
when Lady Penland was dancing with the prince, now king.
Mm-hmm.
That was 20, that was the Exuma man, right? The Obia man, right? They rushing through the crowd. Eh? I love that. Yeah, that song. Let's see if the producer could find that and play that. Tony McKay, the Obia man.
Okay, so you're play saying at Independence, there's footage of Lady Penland.
Yeah.
Dancing with the prince at the time.
Right.
Okay, that
and
makes sense.
They're playing the Obia man, Tony, but I think it's rushing through the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I love the WhatsApp video, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm going to reach out to all the people I know, the holders of footage. You know, because there are people out there that have the footage.
Dancing so eloquently with the prince.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Lady Penland, that's our treasure, boy. Yeah. Love that woman.
I got to find the song because the prince ain't been the same since.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let your producer find it and play that. All right, thanks, Eric.
All right, thank you. And that one is, that we Russian. That is a big moment for me to hear that for the foot. Huh? Okay, but play it, because I thought they say we rushing through the crowd. But now, listen, my producer's a real junkanoo man.
What did he say it is?
He said it isn't rushing through the crowd, but he can find it for us. Good morning, caller. Caller, I'm sorry I miss you. We was in a deep investigation. Listen, if you have the original lyrics to rushing through the crowd, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller, you there? Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we missed you. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners, 422-4796. I have a text here that say, Mama from the Ramming Brothers. That's what they'd play for their mother on Mother's Day. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yeah. Morning, how you doing?
I good, thank you.
Yes. What that one name, and they say they see the politician coming around with that big yellow, that big car.
We can't explore that one today. Irka say we can't risk exploring that one today.
That's the one you should play today.
No, I know, but it falls within the rules and not with, you know, it falls outside
okay,
of the scope.
Then, okay.
But we're going to do a whole 2 days of music show because we have to compare contemporary songs with old school songs.
But okay, then well then play Mama Baked the Johnny Cake Christmas coming then.
Yeah. That's a
yes.
That was
we could eat Johnny Cake year round. We even have an entertainer named Johnny Cake.
That's something and he making music year round too.
Every day.
And it good. Thank you. See, for me, Mama Baked the Johnny Cake, when you hear that on ZNS, on the radio, that mean it's Christmas time when I was a children. That mean it is Christmas time.
Yeah, we did that with the children on the accordion. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Mm.
Tell us quickly about
the camp
and fundraising initiative.
Okay, so the camp is, of course, this camp was started in 2013 to revive the dying accordion in the Bahamas, and this year we are returning to Cat Island. It will be June 22nd to June 30th, and on July 3rd will be the last dance at Sapodilla Estate, and that is to revive the elegance of partner dancing, so it'll be the quadrille and then the Italian tarantella, because the teacher coming this year is coming from Italy.
Okay, what's the date of the camp?
The camp is June 22nd to uh-huh. June 30th. Places are limited, children 8 years and up, musically inclined.
Uh-huh.
And the last dance will be on July 3rd.
July 3rd, that gives me good time. Do I need to bring my own dancing partner? Or will you provide?
It's community dancing. That's the fun of you just grab someone or somebody will grab you.
I am serious. Write a letter. Write a letter so this man can tell his wife this is a community initiative.
It was.
Local government asked me to sign up. I must be available for the children. So how old people supposed to
That's
dance? Because
right.
I could snatch a
it
dance.
It was amazing. People keep saying, my God, it was amazing. It was. That was the first one last year, thanks to Elaine Pinder and the generosity of Sapodilla Estate.
All right. Let's go to the phone line, and then we can talk about the camp.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You find the song?
Coming back. You know, you're one of your pet peeves, too. You remember a woman named Miss Cox? I forget her name. Miss Something Cox, a beggar. Man, used to do the tea party all the time. I think she's the grandmother of Sean McQueeny and Paul McQueeny.
Okay.
Pearl Cox.
Okay.
You remember the Pearl Cox? She used to have this tea party up at Government House, and she had a gardening club, a ladies' gardening club at Government House.
Used
to do that every year, Miss Pearl Cox.
Now, just one quick question before I let you go, Sparky. When you were a young boy, because you had to have been a young boy when Miss Cox was doing that, did you ever like serve as a part of the tea party? Did you ever attend and assist as a gentleman a waiter?
No, I was too young. They were big people. They had gray hair. How I got to know her was that her and my uncle who left there on the contract.
Okay.
He left and went to Florida and lived in Tavares, Florida, right outside Orlando. And every time he came home, my mother used to have to drop him to Miss Pearl Cox. And she used to always have this gardening group of ladies, you know, you who used to grow plants and flowers and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to meet up at the government house every year for some tea party.
Okay.
And that's all I remember. I remember what she looked like. I remember her name. But I never served up there. I was a little boy running around and stuff like that, you know?
I hear you. Thank you so much, Spartan.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that memory. When we get the document, see, because women exercise their power in different ways given the constraints of the contemporary power structure, right? Mm-hmm. In the same way that people of African descent operated their power in different ways because of the constraints of the global white supremacist system. It says, Pearl Cox plants a garden, Pearl Cox said, he who plants a garden plants happiness. With
you
the
see?
Gardening club.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much. Texas says, two songs I love. If the good Lord... I can't believe I didn't put it on the list. If the good Lord never went on holiday, then tell me why.
Tell me why.
He made the Bahamas. Mm. I love it. I think that also defines who we are, right? Or we have clung to it as a definition of who we are. Producer, I want you to play two songs in a row for me. I want you to start with the one with D-Mac. And then I want to know if the... What do old people know where this song came from? D-Mac. The Garland song. One of my favorites. This ain't one of your favorite.
It is.
Hey. Y'all ready for this? Here we go. Say she promised she gonna marry me.
Oh, yeah.
But she run away. She promised.
All right, producer.
To me.
Oh, yeah.
But on me.
Let's play the one right beneath it. You hear it?
It's the same song.
It's the same, but they sample. So they sample Sandra by Swain and the Citations in D-Mac, the Garland song. That's why we love it so much. I mean, D-Mac is awesome, but that's why we love it so much. They could...
Woman, come back home to me. Don't stay by. That's not the storm, man, my misery. Without you, my life is so hard, night and day.
That's
and
so great.
Sandra, honey, but I miss you too, bye.
Sandra.
Thank you, producer. Mm-hmm. I wonder if these young people, like, I want the hip-hop artists, the rappers, right? And the drill artists, the trap rap artists, all of them. I want them to turn to their internal catalog of wealth and start using Bahamian music to sample for their hip hop songs. Trust me, I think we're gonna love it.
It's good, but again, it has to be out there.
Yeah,
honestly, we need to hear these songs more often.
Yeah, so you could they could feel the
there
rhythm
really
within
I mean,
them.
These songs are amazing.
Producer, play the one by Duke Hannah dead quick, and then let's go to a break. We're getting there. You all know about Duke Hannah and his Caribbeans? Like, this is a time I remember. So when I hear Duke Hannah and the Caribbeans, I remember watching American movies from the 60s, 70s. This is coconut water, rum, and gin.
Calypso, vitamin Joe told his wife he must get away to take the rest like the doctor say. Since he come here, he play all day. This drink is making Joe
okay.
Coconut water, rum and gin. Coconut water, rum and gin. Coconut water, rum and gin.
Calypso, white the men, a lady from high society. She come to this island to have a fling. She was not able to do a thing until she...
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to On the Clock.
What a wealth of music.
Thank you, producer. That's the producer's selection. In fact, I'd be not upset, concerned, or nothing. You know, I'd be afraid because...
Who was that?
That's the song.
Who's singing?
For the lady. I got you. Dry Conk. Alton Ferguson.
Oh.
Okay. So, thank you, producer. So, the producer, early in the show, when the caller asked to hear We Rushing Through the Crowd, because he thought that that's the song that Marguerite Pint... Okay. So, this song was a part of the medley, and We Are Rushing Through the Crowd is the that was played.
Okay.
When they dance together.
Together.
Yeah. Thank you, producer. That's what I was about to say. My producer... should run my music show, man. He inspires me, right? And he often clues me in and fills me in with little nuggets. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Who sings that song, Sandra?
So that version is Swain and the Citations.
Man,
that's the Sweet A?
Some rhythm.
It is.
I love the guitars on that.
Mm-hmm. There's something... Yeah. Listen, there's something so special about the Bahamian guitar from Frederick McQueen and Joseph Spence. Because remember, the researcher from Berkeley, California, who discovered Joseph Spence, actually came looking for Frederick McQueen. Right? That guitar is so special that when the guitar sort of replaced the accordion in Rake and Scrape, we didn't miss a beat. And if you ever hear the album, and I'm telling people, go look for it now, Fresh Paint by Fred Ferguson and Graffiti, where they remake a sort of a jazz funk fusion, you really hear and feel the power of the guitar.
I think I got that. Heard that played in Paris. I took it.
But boy, I could feel it in that Sandra song when he turned it on.
Mm. Yeah.
But, all right, thanks.
Thank you. There's something about the artists of the 70s and the 80s, what they did with that guitar. The riff is just so sweet. Here's a text. It says, Lady Green, my song for Mother's Day in honor of my mother, Rosanna A. Johnson Stubbs, is the song Eternal Love by Nehemiah Hyde and Bahamian Band, Nassau, Bahamas. Mm. But they do a cover of it. I'm trying to remember the name of the, I want to say the Bahamian, the first Bahamian cover, because I think all the Bahamian songs are covers of a foreign, you know, of a foreign production. Mm. But it's Taylor. I think the guy's name, Leon Taylor, is it?
I'm not sure.
There's an older version of Eternal Love that I thought they were going to say, but I can put this one on the list for Mother's Day. Eternal Love by Nehemiah Heald. So tell us how we can donate to support campers to go to the French and accordion camp in Cat Island this summer.
Okay, so the camp being that it's totally from everything has to be paid for by sponsoring, and it's just been amazing how supportive people are. And so this year, no difference, you can contact me. Can I give my number?
Yeah.
812-8768. 812-8768. Another way is there is the Cat Island Accordion and French Camp that's on Facebook. You could find and send a note. And I hope, you know, that we can pull this one off this year as well. We're taking 6 kids from Nassau.
All right. And how much does it cost to take a child to the camp?
Okay. So we figured that with hotel, to get them there, hotel, food, land transportation, about $1,000. So we have 3 more kids that we would like to take with us that are from the inner city that are brilliant. We've already covered for 3, and we're looking for 3 more.
All right. Now, if I would like my child to participate, can I send them with $1,000?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're coming from Nassau.
If they're coming from New Providence.
Yeah, coming from New Providence.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Like I said, it says, Eric Mins wrote Fox Hill and King Eric sung the song. All right. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. Am I on?
You on.
Calling because that's it you played, rum, coconut water, gin.
Yeah.
You know, that brings a memory back for me from the 70s of the international airport.
Oh.
When Blind Blake used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs that he played. And also, if you recall walking through the terminal, there used to be a small bar that was stepped down and had green chairs on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I think I do, but only because my father worked. He was a customs officer, so I was at the airport a little bit, you know?
And that whole complex of the way the airport used to run in those days with the restaurant upstairs, and then you can step out onto the your people going to
yes.
the plane.
Yes,
remember that.
Was a whole different concept to what it is today.
It is
just was
true.
So more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those that song you played brought back that memory for me coming back and forth from the airport and hearing those songs and various other ones.
Thank you very much. Because in the break, I was telling Ms. Hamilton that song in particular, like maybe young people don't know, but like that's the tourism product right there. Coconut water, rum, and gin is Calypso Vitamin, right? We tell the people, come to heal. Come to relax. Come to enjoy yourself. Whatever ailing you, you could fix it in the Bahamas. That's our product. All right. Let's see. Producer, we are almost all out of time. I'm going to list I'm going to give you some of the songs on my list, Miss Hamilton. Mm-hmm. You tell me what you think we should end the show with. I have Blind...
If you call me Diana.
Diana. I like Miss Hamilton, but...
Okay, go ahead.
I got to get ready for school, for accordion school. Jones O. Jones by Blind Blake Higgs. Calypso Mama, Ask Me Why I Run. Dukan and His Caribbeans, Ronnie Butler, Titanic and Shine. Like, I have that on the list because of who we... Right? Like, we need to know who we are. Titanic and Shine. Avi, I Ain't Going Home, Trez Hepburn, Mr. Bus Driver, Avi and Judah the Lion, Long Time, KB, I'm a Boatman, Gino D, favorite Bahamian songs of all time, Stilete, We Raking and We Scraping, Johnny K, Get 'em Ricky, KB, Deep Space, or Bohog and the Rooters. And I know, maybe, I don't know why I called Bohog, that could be your favorite.
Yeah, well, you know, my favorites, I love Eight Babies.
By George Simonet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to remix
it
of that.
It is so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like, what's the one, my Bahama, the Bahama.
Is it My Bahama Land? It was
no,
in
not
Kareem
Mortimer
Moore's
no,
Children of God?
No, it's a beautiful tune called Bahama Lullaby.
Ah, okay.
It is so beautiful.
Well, you see the producer say we take too long to decide,
okay,
so he can play
something.
So he's
gonna play
something.
Okay.
This, oh, that's sweet. I mean,
oh,
this,
that's Eric Mintz.
Yeah, this us here though.
And that was the play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bless him.
Producer, and then ended with the little clip from Shorty Girl. I think that may be the best of who we are right there. Let's see what, sorry, turn it up, producer. This is a sweet song. You guys, thank you for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green. Today, joining me, Diana Hamilton from the French and Accordion Camp in Cat Island. You guys remember, it's Advanced Pool Day. Let's moderate our behavior. Let's exercise good judgment, self-control, and discipline. We're going to have a good day, all of us.
You hear the guitar?
Steel pan.
And steel pan.
Hey, come on. From out of the island. I want to be really
sweet. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.